This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Oh, yeah, check them out, franklinarmory.com. It's Wednesday night, so, you know, normally we swing this particular way, and this time I handed out an assignment, and I know that we're going to hear some good stuff tonight. Coming from the Arbalest Quarrel, joining me tonight is Roger Katz, as once again, Stephen is on the road. Where did he go this time?
Yeah, Bill, I did speak with Stephen today, and he's definitely on the road, or I should say on the sea.
Okay.
He's in Aruba right now, and he's having a fine old time.
Yeah.
He does talk to people, let's put it that way, so I almost think that he's like a reporter talking to individuals. He said he talked to a young couple from Sweden who support Trump. And it's really interesting to hear how many people apparently do support Trump that he speaks with. And we otherwise get from the news that, oh, how could anyone support Trump? Well, of course, that comes from our own illustrious press and the people of the Democratic Party and, unfortunately, a few of the Republican Party. A guy like Flake, out of Arizona. But, so it is. But, we, muddle along. And, let's begin.
Well, Flake is what we would call in the military. Whenever you got down to where you were almost done, we called him short, as in short timer. So, Flake is short now. He is almost out of here.
Yeah, he's really short, and good riddance to him. But I have to mention, I really was pleased to see Donald Trump meeting with the leaders of the Democratic Party and having them on camera, basically with their tail between their legs.
Right.
I look at Schumer. He couldn't even look at the president in the eye. Think that Trump would say, hey, Chuck, what's the matter? Are you afraid to look at me? And and he said, look, I'll shut the government down if we don't get that wall. I wish he would have said the same about national concealed handgun reciprocity. But that apparently wasn't on the agenda. But leave it to Pelosi and Schumer after the fact, out of the shooting range of Donald Trump, to try to give their own spin on it. And Pelosi says, oh, look, I got Trump to say that he would shut down the government. Well, no such thing. Actually, he would not do anything that he didn't want to do. And he made it pretty clear. They are twerps. They really, really are. And they came across as bumbling fools. And he made his point. But let's just see if what will become of it.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. I always like it when a Democrat is squirming. I mean, they're not. See, the thing about politicians, I really don't get this. I mean, politics is a rough and tumble profession. I mean, you're a lawyer. It's nearly as hard as being trying a criminal case, isn't it? So for these guys to get out there and for him with his language to just so thoroughly throttle them and cow them down. Hey, all right.
Well, a lawyer has to know what it is that he's talking about, at least right. to the court. He could sound rhetorical when he's talking to a jury if it's a jury trial. But politicians, all they have to do is sound good, sound apparently reasonable. Well, I shouldn't even say that because they don't sound reasonable at all. Not looking at what we've seen coming out of their mouths in the last couple of years.
Right.
And, but it will, I think you pointed this out, Bill, and it's a good point that when the Democratic House is taken over by the Democrats in January 3rd, it'll be interesting to see what they do and what they don't do. And if they decide that they're going to turn this into a circus, oh, we're just going to impeach Trump, and that's about it. I would think that the American citizenry will have enough of them, and Trump should be a shoo-in for the 2020 for a second term.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see on that part. I really thought the House would stay with the Republicans, but the Republicans, I'm surprised the majority should be much higher than it is with all the Republicans just quitting. So, all that being said, anyway.
All right. So you gave me a project. And I diligently worked on it.
Right.
And it had to do with my take about this concept of a European army. Do we have a few minutes left? Should I get started? Or?
We have 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. So okay. If you want to stay, if you want to set the stage for the next segment.
I can do that. Well, I think it starts really with the news accounts. I know in the New York Times, and I think it was on the 11th, that followed on the meeting that Trump had in Europe. I guess it was the summit meeting with the heads of state. And the New York Times quoted Merkel as saying this: "We should work on a vision to create a real European army one day. That there will never again be war between European nations." Well, that last concept, that statement, that declaration is ridiculous. I mean, the idea of a major war breaking out between nations would be ridiculous. And if that's the purpose for a European army, it would, there's no sense to it. The other thing, in fact, there was an individual with the European Security Council that put a good spin on it, and it went nowhere. And of course, the Wall Street Journal had to give its 2 cents. But I think it followed on this. An interview given by Macron didn't say something to the effect that, we need a European army to defend against Russia, China, and even the United States. Well, the point, the newspaper said that Macron was being misinterpreted. No, he was not being misinterpreted. He knew exactly what he was saying, but it was a trivial, reflexive, rhetorical comment. And it was imbecilic. It was bizarre. And he goes on to say what? Patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. Nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. And whoever he was talking to, it could be that anyone that had half a width of a brain. So.
Right.
There we are. But at any rate, from those that springboard, I decided to look into the legal and the historical background of the European army.
Hang on right there for the hang on, if you will. We'll pick that up. The European army. That's when we get back talking to Roger Katz from the Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. If it'll play, come on, play there.
Franklin
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz, and we were getting ready to talk about this EU army that Macron and Merkel are sort of lusting after. What have you found out so far, sir?
Yeah, well, let me go back to just the aftermath of the Second World War. All right, yeah. It's the commencement of the Cold War. What do we see? The creation of NATO. All right, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. That was in 1949. And the purpose was to provide a defensive shield, as it were, comprising, I think at the time, what was there, 20, well, there were several Western nations, and of course, Canada, the U.S., to be a buttress against Soviet expansionism and the threat of nuclear war. Now, what I find interesting, too, a few years later, there was the first meeting of the Bilderberg Group in 1954 by Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, who set it up that same year. And actually, Bilderberg has its own website. It says very little. Basically, it says that the meeting is a forum for informal discussions about megatrends and major issues facing the world. Thanks to the private nature of the meeting, the participants are not bound by the conventions of their office or by pre-agreed agreements. As such, they can take time to listen and reflect and gather insights. There is no detailed agenda, no resolutions are proposed, no votes are taken, and no policy statements are issued. Yeah, right, sure, okay. Then, of course, there was the Council on Foreign Relations. Actually, it was set up in this country in 1921, and there's a European Council on Foreign Relations, I know, in Germany. They say that their goal is to start a conversation in this country about the need for Americans to better understand the world. Apparently, as the way that they would like the Americans to see the world. We have the Trilateral Commission founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller, who was also, of course, at the Bilderberg constantly. It's a bit ominous. He talks about, again, a global platform for open dialogue and says this about the commission. Members are committed to supporting a rules-based international system, closer cooperation across borders, and respect for the diversity of approaches to policy issues. All right. So did the European Union just happen, or did it happen because some of these people that were just shooting the breeze decided to basically create basically the framework for a global system of world governance, whether you want to call it the New World Order, an international world order, an economic world order, whatever. But in 1958, you have the European Economic Council, the EEC, that was launched. And the purpose of it was to create an ever closer union among the peoples of Europe. But what they were really talking about then, and I see this over and over again when I was doing my legal research, this concept of a supranational role. And you hear it now, they're talking about it more and more. I think they would have done it even if Hillary Clinton were a president. But apparently that's not going to stop them from talking about a so-called United States of Europe. But they were putting a screw to the people. The European Council, composed of the primary ministers of the member states, together with the president of France, they said it's the final governmental structure of the European Union. Since 1969, the European Council has effectively functioned as the most authoritative policy-making body of the European Union. And you see that with the parliament, with the court, with the with the European Commission. This is where the rules are made. This is where the laws are made. There were successive revisions of the initial EEC treaty, progressing toward this supranationalism, if you will, a United States of Europe. The
right.
First is the Treaty of Maastricht, you've mentioned this, February 7, 1992. This actually created the thing they call the European Union. And then you had the Treaty of Amsterdam in May 1, 1999. All right. Now, that's an important date because what you have then is really the first time that at least they openly discussed, and this was at the meeting held in Helsinki, elaborated on the guidelines of the Köln summit that was held in Germany to endow the EU with the capacity of autonomous action in international crisis management. That's a fancy way of saying they wanted a European army. The member states decided to establish an EU, what they called a rapid reaction force, that would be implemented by mid-2003. And it would consist of up to 15 brigades of 50,000 to 60,000 soldiers and capable of being fully deployed within 60 days and sustained for at least 1 year. But really, what was our position on that? Well, the point is that in these news articles, it's the feeling that this would complement, as Merkel said, and as the Wall Street Journal says, NATO. But look, we provide substantial resources to NATO, much more than we should, as Trump properly said. And what is the point of us providing NATO with all this money and all the support if you've got a European army that is going to take care of itself?
Right.
Well, obviously, they still want that. But really, you have to ask yourself, and I was kind of thinking about this and doing further legal research, I saw that a legal scholar thought about the same thing. The fact is this army really for the benefit of protecting the European Union countries? And you got to ask, from what, really? From the United States? From Russia? Well, you got NATO. From China? Well, you've got NATO. Or is it really to support and protect the powers that be against their own citizens? And I thought, am I really pushing the envelope there? Or not. And
hang on right there. Hang on right there. You're almost there.
All right.
I'm just letting it go. You hang on right there. We'll be right back talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for campaign finance violations and lying to Congress. March 6th is when Cohen will have to report to prison. Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Washington University and Fox News contributor, believes Cohen may have gotten away with another one.
You know, I wrote a column saying this was Michael Cohen's last hustle. I mean, he really has hustled everyone. Even after he turned on the president, it came out later that he had basically sold access to companies like AT&T. He then created a site to get donors to give him hundreds of thousands of dollars so that he could testify against the president.
House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows is no longer under consideration to be President Donald Trump's next chief of staff, and the Dow was up 157 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah, check them out. Some got stuff on the way inbound. Come check it out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz as he is slowly peeling the onion on the EU and their little army they want to run. Please continue if you would, please, sir.
All right. So, looking at a couple other legal articles, this one by Bill Cash, who actually was apparently one of the members of the British Parliament at one time. I don't know if he's still serving, but many of these articles go back to the early part of the 21st century, 2000 through 2003 or 4. And he pointed out that Helmut Schmidt, who was Chancellor of Germany in 97, had also talked about, at least ostensibly, the reason for a European army was, well, look, you've got three powers in the world, the U.S., you've got the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union, Soviet Union, I suppose, at that time. When did the Soviet Union fall? I forget. But in any event,
92?
Of course, was it 92? All right. So then Russia. But it's still a nuclear power, even if it's fallen on hard times economically, and even if its military is pretty much in disarray. China, of course, is a huge threat economically, globally, militarily for us. But at any rate, he mentions this. He says the question for consideration in Washington is why the United States should lend Europe the equipment that its defense ambitions require. While in joint command through NATO, the United States has shown itself prepared but to contribute to the solving of essentially European conflicts, referring to Kosovo. And I think that was in, late 1999, where the United States Air Force dispatched some 90% of the bombs that were dropped on Kosovo. So denying a commanding role of the United States would be unwise to sign over its NATO equipment to an underfunded, undermanned, and poorly coordinated European defense force. And some of the European Union is at the time groping toward common defense, not prepared to pay for it. Even were Europe successful in establishing a common defense force, past events suggested a policy which that force would be called upon to implement would depart significantly from America's own, which is absolutely true. Of course, that would prevent Trump or Clinton from continuing to pay exorbitant amounts of money, which the EU would be just too happy to take to support NATO and also to help build its own force. And this it goes to the issue, really, again, what is this force really for? You're not going to hear it in the news, but according to this one party, let me get there, Raymond Friedel, who happened to mention what I had thought about before I took a look at the article. He said the move towards the establishment of a European army inserts another complicating factor. The existence of a European army provides the Union with the necessary force of arms to enforce its version of any possible secession of a member state. Now, think about it. Plenty of countries were all too willing to sign on. But one of the first things you ask, well, how the hell do I get out of this if I want to? Well, as you can see with Britain, even though it has its own currency, it's having a hell of a time getting any kind of Brexit passed. All right. It is hard to see other states authorizing Union troops to march through the streets of London as an occupying force. But less difficult to see a Union army reestablishing law and order in an East European state where the rule of law and democracy are being threatened by unstable forces hostile to the Union. We're talking about the European Union there, not the United States. Or even more likely, the European army may be called to protect those people within a withdrawing state who wish to remain within the Union, thereby providing the invitation very often required to justify intervention. As he says, let me see here. It might be worthwhile to briefly mention the role any such putative Union army might be called upon to undertake in the future. Suppose that a member state sought to unilaterally secede from the Union and that the other states were entirely opposed to such secession. Moreover, suppose that the other state decided that they could not allow a secession that might result in the creation of a hostile and dangerous regime deep within the European Union. Could the Union army be called upon to prevent by force of arms such secession? One would assume that the military forces contributed by the state that is seeking to secede unilaterally would revert to the control of their whole state. Could the remaining elements of the Union army be called upon to intervene by force? Now think about that. Is not that the real reason to talk about a European army? Not to protect the countries that make up the European Union, but rather to operate as a private force for the supranational creation that Macron refers to, right. Really.
right.
And to be used against a country that would prefer to withdraw from the Union and is not permitted to, for example, like Greece. It would be very hard to get a German army to fight against its own people to put down a revolt, or to do the same in Austria or Poland or France or Spain or Greece or Italy. But it would be less so if you have what he amounts to a kind of United Nations force that is comprised of people that have no such loyalty or understanding, or really don't have any sense of reason to support the particular desires of a country to which they don't belong.
Right.
And that's what I see as a problem with this whole concept of the European army. But I think it's the kind of thing that we saw as the real purpose back in 99, and it's coming to the fore even now. And it has nothing to do with Trump, but it has everything to do with really turning the screws on the public to remember, the European Union was supposed to be just the economic union. The various countries were not to be concerned about a political interference, and yet we see precisely this is what's happening. And we see it through the various evolution and metamorphoses of the Union through these various treaties. And it was through that I started looking at how does this bode for the United States if we were sucked into this kind of thing.
Let me get you hold right there.
Sure.
I'm going to give you my what I think about everything you've said, because you're hitting it. You get it. So. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. Also, as featured writers at amoland.com and now at truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Canada Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, we've been talking about the European Union desire to have a European Union army. Now, I'll tell you the problem I have with the army that they're talking about raising.
Shoot.
Merkel, which the biggest military power in non-U.S. military power in NATO would probably be Germany. And Germany has been allowed to rust. I think it's like 1 in 10 or 2 in 10 combat aircraft can get into the ground. They don't have about the same with their helicopters. If you can't be in the air, having a ground army does you no good if you're actually dealing with an aggressor that is a country that has, you know, they don't have a navy, they don't have any subs they can stick out there. I mean, they don't have a navy, they don't have an air force that's really worth having, okay? So the only reason to have a ground-only army would be to deal with non-military issue.
Insurgency coming from within.
Yeah, well, like the Yellow Vests, which is still going on. And, I mean, those guys are not going to – they want Macron to quit.
Which, of course, he never will do.
Yeah.
He's a puppet of the – of the Rothschilds, which I found a pretty interesting too, Bill. You realize that he actually worked for a Rothschild company. So he's definitely well connected. And
sure.
If supranationalism ever comes to the fore, it would mean not that being a president of a country or a chancellor, let's say, of Germany, is the be-all and end-all, like being a United States president or Vladimir Putin in Russia or Chairman Xi in China. It's a stepping stone to get a shot to be on the commission or council that makes really all the laws and the rules and so on and so forth in Brussels. That's
right.
where the real power lies. And that's, so it becomes a private army of this supranational system of governance that probably is not consistent with any of the constitutions that created, or at least the countries that have constitutions, that had forsaken their constitutions for this subordination to a European Union or a European Council or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But the question that we really have, and it really put a bug in my ear because you had talked about it, I think, in the last segment, actually last week, has to do with treaties. And so I did some research on that. And going back to Article 6, which I have to talk about, the Supremacy Clause in relationship to the National Concealed Handgun Carry bill issue that an individual had brought up. And I mentioned that, well, they didn't really have a good handle on it. But let me read that again. It says this: "This Constitution, the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding." So basically, what this is, and I mentioned it last week, it's a preemption statute. It's preemption clause within the Constitution, Article 6.
Right.
And it basically says that the Constitution, laws of the United States, and treaties supersede all laws made by the states. So it's basically stating where the boundary lies between the 10th Amendment right of the state to operate as sovereign, and the Article 6 power of the federal government. And the problem is that through the years, the treaty clause has become more and more powerful. I'm looking at an article by Una Hathaway, a legal scholar, and there were others, that said the treaty clause has served its purpose perhaps too well. It has prevented the passage of all but a handful of Article 2 treaties each year since the founding. And she mentioned this, and it's important. The framers envisioned a broad substantive treaty power. All of the country's power to conclude treaties would vest in the new federal government. The states would retain no independent treaty-making power. The Compacts Clause made clear, if it was not already, that the states ceded all power to make international law to the federal government. The states retained a role, however, through their representatives in the Senate, a body in which each state was equally represented. The treaty clause, after all, provided that the president could enter treaties by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, provided two-thirds of the Senate's president concur. Now, the issue is, what about the Bill of Rights? Because we see through the United Nations, little pacts and powers and secret attempts almost by Obama and others to whittle away the goal of the Second Amendment, to draw us more and more through the power of treaties in Article 6. But beyond what really Article 6 allowed, and that was made clear in a Supreme Court decision. Basically, the Supreme Court said in Reed versus Covert, it would be manifestly contrary to the objectives of those who created the Constitution, as well as those who are responsible for the Bill of Rights, through Article 6 is permitting the United States to exercise power under an international agreement without observing constitutional prohibitions. But this, of course, is exactly what we see happening. And that is the real fear that I have, that we become sucked into a supranationalist type of environment, system of financial, economic, political, and social and cultural governance that we see shaping in Europe, and which actually Trump, through his election and through the referendum of Brexit in Britain, we see a caustic attempt to really fight against. And we see that also with the various parties and the powers of the citizens in the various countries of Europe. But yet these people go their own way. And I would hate to see the treaty power being used as a end run, as it were, and misused to overcome the constitutional protections of our citizens. Because we cannot forsake our constitution and our free republic through treaties. And
right.
That's precisely what Obama did. Bush had no, he was not against that either. Let's face it, the Bushes are tied up with the Bilderbergs, just like the Rockefellers were, just like the Clintons are, and just like Obama was.
Right.
We're
getting ready to run out of time here, so if you want to, please, if you will. So you find that to be as problematic as I do, don't you, what they're wanting to do?
I do.
Yeah, so it bears watching. It bears watching. So we'll see what we get out of that. ArbalistQuarrel.com, this is where Roger writes. He also pops up on Amaland.com as well as on TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Thank you, sir, for looking into this. I haven't had time to tell you what I'd like you to look into next, but I'll call you tomorrow and ask you to do that if you'd be so kind.
Sure.
Very good, sir. Thank you, sir. All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.